WARQY. NADBO. NADBO. There'll be a few AB here. W8FU ABPR.
Thank you, I see.
KFA EDQ monitoring.
WAW ABPR.
WSS mobile fence, buddy.
WDAKLO.
ABLA. Problems? Alright, W to system. Just leaving your neck of the woods.
Oh, I'm just getting off the door highway. I'm headed back home. I had to go do a couple photo assignments for work, and now I'm headed home.
Had to go play photojournalist, or what?
Well, that's right. We'll take little photos. Boop, boop, boop.
Drop the kiddos off at 16-7.
Aww, was Jake working?
He was.
Aww, look at that. My tax dollars at work.
What's that?
I said my tax dollars at work.
Yeah, we just use them for their cameras.
Well, still my tax dollars at work, I thank you. At least somebody gets good use out of it.
Yep. Unfortunately, it's one-sided.
Normally always is. Oh, look, my wife's still at work, like she should be. She's working till 10 tonight.
You're supposed to drive to pick up for your parenting time. So, in theory, she should be driving to Flushing to get them from me.
Well, no, because she's angry and she doesn't, that's not how to stick it to you.
Yep, that's unfortunately how it is until we drop the hammer.
What's the point of having a paid holiday if you still have to work? Yeah, I'll get to cut out early this week. I have a feeling that won't happen. Oh, you just get to go, you know, you don't have to work all these hours this week. Yeah, right.
Yeah, next week you get to cut out early too, don't you?
I mean, I'll have my hours in beforehand, so it's like, yes, so I leave at noon, you know, or I think we're planning what, noon? So I leave, you know, here at Grand Blanc at noon, but, I mean, I'd have all my hours in, so it's like I'm not taking any PTO time.
Yeah, I think I got the 6th off in order to get the car and get ready and everything.
And I could, you know, Monday not worry about doing anything work-wise, but, you know, I'm still getting my hours in for the week. So it's like, you know, why eat up PTO time? It's not, you know, for what? People are still going to call and I'm still going to work my 45.
Hey, the IT light shows you.
Yeah, although this week, our graphics management, their manager, she's on a boat. So, like, great. Why am I behind such a slow-moving, grainy white Chevy? So she's on a boat. She sent me a message. I'm leaving port, she sent me about noon. She said, happy birthday. I'm leaving port. You won't hear from me for 5 days. I said, great.
One nice thing about those kind of engines. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I guess it's one way to disconnect, to be on a boat in the middle of the ocean. So, I only worked, I think I clocked in at just after 1, so 6 hours, at least 7 hours a day I'll have. Yeah, I worked an 8-hour shift, and I got 8 hours of, you know, holiday time, whatever.
You double time. We got one of our guys, he does an annual fishing trip with a bunch of people that are like 30 years older than him, but they go up into Canada and, you know, damn near hang out with Santa Claus. He has like some sort of, he's got one of those Garmin sat phone GPS's or whatever, and he has one text message when he gets there to his wife, and that's it.
Nope. We did that when I was a kid. We were kids. Fish flying on a float plane into the middle of nowhere, Canada. And fish, and no electricity, propane everything, two-holer everything. So, to be young and do that again. I know my dad's always talked about wanting to do it again, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it gets a little risky the older you get. Heart attack in the middle of nowhere, you're a goner.
Yeah, but you know what? If that's where you go, that's kind of a nice way to go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's, I think, the worst ways to go.
All right, I'm back into the driveway. Take my stuff in and download my SD cards. W8 official.
The construction on 475. Working on my home. Easy at work.
Not quite making it. The repeater's running at my house right now. ABAPR. W8FU, ABAPR. Yo-yo. Is that you, Sean? Yes, it is. What's up? Hey, so, you were talking to me about on the MTR that, you can supposedly set, like, an alarm if the SWR gets high or something, or certain things happen. Do you know where that is? I can't seem to find that.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't have the software in front of me, but see if there's something about alarming over a wire line.
I did not see that. Well, let me open it up here.
see if the birthday boy is still out here. Hey, Fred, you still here?
Just waiting for it to appear to boot here. Okay, I got the software open here. I'm going to read it. Just make sure it's got the latest stuff here. Okay, so I've got the configuration open. Now, did you say the wireline setup?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain the MTR will do it. I just don't know if you have to turn it on or not. I know, you know, sometimes it's obvious, you know, alarms over air, sometimes alarm over wireline, and then usually your AUXOT audio also have that wireline flag. Well, not usually, but it may be there. But pretty sure they have a... SWR PA problem warning.
Okay, yeah, I just cannot find it now. There's, let's see, under RF options. It's got maximum D. No, it's not under there. It wouldn't be under wild card, would it? I don't have a wild card, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Do you have any wireline settings you can look at?
Yeah, the wireline has remote control type. It's got none. Tone, DC, or binary are the choices. Then it's got a thing called SpectraTAC box, and then in there it says equalization and status tone. Under wireline box, there's a line squelch that's unchecked. And then there's a TRC box, which has automatic level control, TX notch filter, receive notch filter, HLGT frequency, and LLGT on detect time.
All right, it's not there. So, I mean, maybe it's just automatic. Maybe it just does it. You know, maybe it's not something you have to turn it off. I'm trying to look it up right now. Yeah, basically two beats over the air, same as Quantar, not producing rated output power or reflected power has reached alarm point. But I don't see anything about turning it on or off. It might be go under RSS channel information alarm beats.
Okay, under channel information, let's see here. We got RF. That's where you set the frequencies. Power level, normal, battery. And then it's got audio. Put your call sign in and stuff. Push to talk. Mapping. Let's see. Encoder, PL, decoder, and repeater. And that's it. There's a button here that says add, insert, delete. What can you add? Let's see here. Oh, a channel. No, we don't want to add a channel.
Well, there's a guy on one of the monitoring groups here. He says that you can go to channel information and turn the alarm beats on or off. I cannot independently verify that because I don't have the software. But it will beep. Maybe it's just automatic. Maybe it's just always on.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. Okay. All right, maybe you're right. Sounds good. Well, I'm hoping that interface board comes tomorrow. I'll be able to start hooking the controller up and everything. So, but everything else is looking good so far. All right. I think there's somebody else in there, double with you audio-wise. Said they're monitoring. Was there another station in there?
Yeah, copy. This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Okay, very good. You realize there was a conversation going on, so it's really not appropriate to just jump in and say you're monitoring. Yeah, I'll let you go, Sean. So I'm going to get back to doing this here. And the other gentleman, give me a, let me know your name, where you're located. Go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize for jumping in the middle. I just kind of, I flipped to the channel and didn't hear anything right away, so I apologize. This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. My name is Mike, and I'm coming from Saginaw Township.
Hey,
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys doubled up on each other there.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean, sorry.
No, I was just saying hi to Mike. We talked earlier on the other one, and I was just saying that, you know, Phil was just pointing out, you know, etiquette to help you. I know you're new to this, and, you know, so don't just help you out with little pointers, things that'll keep you out of trouble. You know, keep you from doing things like saying first personal instead of name. All these things will get your head bit off at some point. Most people just ignore it, but there comes a point where somebody's just had enough. It's like nails on a chalkboard. So we try to tend to point that stuff out before it becomes an issue and save you the grief, but you're welcome. Don't ever confuse that helping you learn with, you know, with anything else. But, yeah, you can always get a hold of us down here on this one. This one ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, copy that, Sean. Yeah, I apologize for jumping in there. I didn't mean to do that, so I apologize. I'll do my best to do say first personal instead of name, too. Yeah, I'm still new, still learning, still listening. So I guess I'll go back to monitoring, and I'll be clear in monitoring. This is KF8EDQ.
Your turn, Phil.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna get back to what I was doing here. Catch you later. AVPR.
All right. If you hear Fred or any of the guys, they run a lot more of those MTRs than I do. I've had a couple of them over the years, but never really played with them. And I'm just delving into them a little bit now because I've got a couple surplused out, so I'm going to try to put them to use. So they're as new to me kind of as they are to you. I just know that they're battleships. The ones that I did have in service just ran pretty good, except for the power supplies, which, you know, was a caveat I told you about right out of the gate. They're knock on wood, they're bulletproof, so. But as far as all that stuff, like setting up the wear lines and the beeps and the, you know, and the alarms and stuff like that, I'm just not that well-versed. So some of the other guys on the Central Michigan Network, they run quite a few of the MTRs, so they may know the answer to that right off the bat. All right, let's get to it. W8FU.
W8CBD. W8CBD. Anybody out there?